Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure that you knew that my online knee course with Lenny Macrina is on sale for $200 off this week. If you want to learn exactly how to evaluate and treat the knee, you're going to love our comprehensive course where we cover our clinical examination, exercise progressions, and specific information on ACL, meniscus, patellofemoral, articular cartilage, osteoarthritis, and so much more. Plus, you can earn a ton of CEU credit. The course is on sale this week for $200 off. Head to MikeReinold.com/knee for more information and to sign up today.
On this episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show, we talk about some of the keys to building a successful cash-based physical therapy practice.
The Ask Mike Reinold Show. Helping people feel better, move better, and perform better.
Before we get to the podcast, I wanted to make sure you knew about my free online course on the Introduction to Performance Therapy and Training. If you want to learn how to get started optimizing and enhancing performance, this is the course for you. Head to MikeReinold.com/performance to sign up today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the latest episode of the Ask Mike Reinold Show. I'm here, champion PT and performance, answering your questions. Anything you want to talk about, PT, the sports world, performance, fitness, business, career advice, anything you want to talk to, head to MikeReinold.com, click on that podcast link, and you can fill out the form to ask us questions. Let's see. I'm here today with Kevin Coughlin, Mike Scudetto, Dewesh Podell, Dave Tilley, Jonah Monlock, and Lenny Macrina. I almost skipped Lenny to go straight to the students. Did I get Dan Pope?
Hi.
Wow. I tried to zigzag and that was the worst intro in a while, but all right. And then Lenny Macrina. Len, who do we have for students? We have a large crew of students right now. We just happen to be at that time of the year at Champion where there's a lot of students, but who do we have today?
Yeah, we have an overlap by about a week, so we'll be losing one and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we have in no particular order, Daniel Quillen from Mary Baldwin University in the great state of Virginia. We have Chris Clary, continuing our Southern theme, at Anderson University in South Carolina. We have Matt Ellison from the University of Wisconsin, but not the big campus, La Crosse, where lacrosse was invented, apparently. We have Jake Woodrich from Deauville in Buffalo, New York. And Anthony Videto is actually from Massachusetts, and he is from the Massachusetts College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences Incorporated, LLC, TM, patent pending.
I like it. So very strong pharmaceutical education curriculum, I'm sure, for Anthony in his curriculum. Right. That'd be good. I like that.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Awesome. Great. I mean, you know what, Len? Great job with the intros today. I thought you really did a good job. I think we should encourage and compliment each other more. Great job.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you. I was rehearsing
silent,
almost.
Silent Zoom round of applause on that one. But yes, awesome. Right. All right. What do we have for a question today? What do we got? Who's up?
All right. So take this question is from Corey from Santa Clarita. He says, what are the essential elements that go into building a successful cash-based PT clinic like Champion PT and Performance? Not the specific state or state requirements for starting your own business, but what strategies should I focus on and utilize that will help me grow my business and make it prosperous?
I'm gonna miss that Southern draw next week, everybody. I'm just gonna say for the record.
Yeah, good job, Chris. Oh, there'll be others. There'll be others, Dave. There's always more. Great job, Chris. That was awesome. You know, good question here from Corey. I like this, and I like how Corey, you know, I like how he's like, you know, not like the details of like getting your license and stuff like that, but how do you make it successful? Not just open up a clinic, but make it successful, right? I think Lenny, I'll start quickly with Lenny and I's strategy. The first thing we did was, it was a little bit hard to find, but we got smoke, right? And we had this and we had it for a while and we were thinking, what are we going to do with this? And then we found a mirror and then we put smoke and mirrors together. And that is when the Champion exploded, right? So you guys were like, where am I going with that?
I like that.
My 9-year-old would crack up at that one. But anyway, I think this is a good perspective. Why don't we start with this? Because I think this is almost like a question you have to reflect on a little bit, but you know, each of the therapists here that work for us, I mean, you could argue has their own like mini cash based practice, right? Cause you still have to serve your clientele. We're a very service based industry. You know, I think our coaches in the gym are the same as well, right? Very service based with things that they do. So I don't know. I mean, Len, maybe from the business standpoint, what were some of the keys that you think that we talked about? Maybe you and I will go back and forth on this. And then I'd love to hear from the PTs to say, like, maybe the one or two things that they think transition them from, you know, from an insurance-based model to here. Like, what were some of the things that were successful? But Len, you want to start?
I think in my memories, I probably should have a diary of all this at some point and write a book, but boy, could I write a book with my 20 years of experience as a PT. Anyway, I think it goes back to, you know, we talked a lot when I was in Birmingham and you had left the Red Sox, and you going to that gym in Needham at Pure Performance and just kind of running kind of a beta cash-based practice, you by yourself with a massage table, and it just took off. Like, literally just like you were crushing it, and we're like, I think we can pull this off. Like, it's just like, you, if you build it, they will come. You know, if I think if you're a good person, you got some personality, you treat people well, you're there for people, you answer their text messages and email queries, and you are trying to help them, and you facilitate things for them, getting to doctors and giving honest opinions on what's going on with them, and they can see through the BS. And if you are honest with them and treat them well, and you know, you started it with Pure Performance, having that little cash based table. And then I came up and said, and we said, I don't know, I'll quit my job and we'll figure this out. And then my schedule was busy. I mean, days later. And I think that's been a trend with everybody who's come on. We were always worried, will we be able to fulfill the PT's schedules? And then it just catches on. And then if you bring in good people, we have amazing people that are there for their patients and their clients, and people see that and refer their families and friends. And it just carries on and on and on. So I think just having a plan, seeing what the market is, seeing what the rates are, not being too aggressive with your rates, and keeping it simple, keeping it clean. You know, we had a few tables. I think you went to a PT went out of business in like Rhode Island, if I recall, and went down and bought like a hydrocolator and random stuff, and you stored it in your garage for a while. Yeah,
I forgot about that. Yeah, we've got a U-Haul truck, and it was in my garage for like a solid year. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I mean, if Kaiser. You think about some of the stories of like this person was running, like going out of business sale, you know, and we took advantage of that. It's still our hydrocolator, I believe. And so little things like that, like start small and you know, develop your niche in the community, and hopefully you have connections in the community where you've already been practicing for a while, so people know you, because they're going to follow you. And you know, it just took off after that.
You know, it's funny that all the students still keep coming and saying like, we're always asking, all right, so what do you want to do? What's like your dream stuff? And they're like, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I'm like, great, right. Like next year, or like, do you want to take 25 years to get it? Like, I don't know if they realize that. So it's actually funny you share that, because I don't know if we've ever talked about some of those like silly little things behind the scenes, but we're talking about two established, well-known physical therapists in the world that were squirreling away Kaiser machines that we're getting from Craigslist in my garage. I still have crap in my attic that we never used, to be honest. I should probably go through my attic, right? But it's, everyone thinks like the path to success was simple and easy and quick, right? Even for somebody that's experienced. So that's actually a good humbling way to kind of, you know, think of it. I would say what I would take, the two things I would take from this, from you, Len, that, you know, how do you have a successful practice? I would say that we were experts in something, right? Not everything. We're not amazing. We're not like the best at everything. We're not the best physical therapists in the world, but we were experts at something. So we had a strong niche, a strong passion. And I think in a service-based industry, that helps a ton, because it just helps with everything, communication, marketing. You can just talk the talk. Right. I think that part is really, really interesting. But I think the other thing sometimes you and I take for granted is that our attention to detail in service is something that I think not a lot of people understand. And I don't know about the current generation. You know, things are different, right? This is, you know, we're more than two decades out now, so we're freaking old, Len. But like, you know, service is interesting, right? I cannot tell you in the last week how many clients, current and past, that I've been texting with and talking to and doing things with, right? Like when somebody texts you at 9 p.m., you don't say like, oh, it's not during my work hours. Like, I don't want to give my personal cell phone. I mean, it's service, right? And we're there to serve. And that's what has these like repeat people over time is that we dedicate ourselves to those people because we enjoy it. We like doing it. And we were taught that. We were taught that by Kevin Wilk. We were taught that by Dr. James Andrews, right? He's, you know, probably one of the most accessible, hardworking people out there. And they're some of the best, but they're also some of the more accessible people in service-based industry. So, you know, I like that, Landon. I would say like, those are probably the two things that I think you and I would probably credit the most, but I'd love to hear from the other guys. If you each had one, maybe like Dave, Dan, Kevin and Mike, like start with you guys, but like, what's the one thing that you think that you do that makes you successful at this cash-based business, Dan?
Yeah, there's a lot with this one, right?
I know, one's not fair.
Yeah, it's okay. I think, one of the big things, and we tend not to think as, you know, entrepreneurs or business people as physical therapists, but we essentially solve problems, right? And that's kind of business 101. If you, you know, toilet paper is something that solved a really big problem, right? And people buy it. I think that as physical therapists, we have to think about this a little bit too. You know, in the typical market, we have a lot of folks that don't have the best care because they want to get back to higher level sports. Insurance doesn't cover that, right? So I think the problem that we solve for the consumer is basically they want to get back to something that's higher level and they can't do it with the standard model, right? And we're actually there for that. So I'm a big guy of like, you know, pick your niche, kind of go deep in that, build a community, all that stuff. But I think that what you have to ask yourself first is that, are you solving a problem that needs to be solved, right? Because if you don't have something that solves a problem, you don't really have a business and you might just be ramming something down people's throats they don't really want or need. So I think that you probably need to start with that and figure out if you're actually helping folks from that perspective.
I like it. I like what you said right there too. Like, we all believe in the niche, and I think we always think of the niche as like the type of person we want to work with. But I like how you kind of rephrased that a little bit, or reframed it almost as like a niche in the market need, right? So the gap isn't necessarily working with fitness athletes. It's getting them from acute to return to the gym, right? That's the gap. And I think that's a great way to think of it. I think that's what cash based does for a lot of people without insurance restrictions, is it allows you to do that. So that's a good one. I think we can both argue whether or not toilet paper really solved that problem or not. I think it made it worse, but that's a whole nother conversation. But I don't know. I think I saw Mike first. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think, I haven't been at Champion for a few years now. I think one of the biggest things that we all try and do is really excel at the communication with the clients. And oftentimes I think clients and patients come to us, and a lot of times it's a second opinion. They've been to an orthopedic surgeon, they've been to other physical therapists, and they didn't necessarily get the answers that they want, or they weren't satisfied with the diagnosis or the treatment plan. And I think where we kind of excel is trying to communicate what our plan is, how we're going to get you to where you want to be. And then also, if we need to pivot and change your treatment plan, I think we excel at kind of communicating how and why we're going to do that. And I think that's a big reason why patients keep coming back for repeat injuries, you know, in the future, if they get hurt down the line, like, we're the first people they call because they know that we can communicate with them about what's going on and how we're going to work to fix it.
I like that. That's a great example too, Mike. Perfect. Yeah. Kev, what do you think?
Yeah. So just as someone that's joined the staff, you know, a little later than some of you other guys, I think where you guys have mentioned the niche a lot makes a ton of sense. And I can see that as a newer therapist. You know, we get so many people that are from all of your individual niches, you know, baseball, gymnastics, fitness athlete, golf. And I think you guys have treated them so well over time that it just keeps expanding. And we get so many different kinds of athletes now. And I think it's all the things you guys have touched on, communicating with the person. You know, I think that was a change from the insurance model to this when I joined Champion, is getting text messages all week. You know, at any time of day, and you just find that, you know, the person is so invested in their own outcome. You know, maybe that's because they're paying cash, that they really want the best service possible, and you want to provide that for them. So I think it's really a combination of things where you guys have just treated these niches so well over time. We just keep getting more and more people from different backgrounds and treating them well, and, you know, responding to their needs, that they reach out to family and friends, or like Mike just said, you know, we have, just in my, you know, year and a half there, have a lot of repeat clients, you know, that something else pops up and they shoot me a text, and we decide if it's something I can just send them and they don't even need to come in, or if it's something that, you know, let's come in and get this evaled and give you a plan. And I think that's just the other big thing, is In the cash-based clinic, you have to be comfortable. You know, some patients you only see once every 3 or 4 weeks, and it's having them manage a lot of stuff on their own, which I think is different than the insurance model as well.
Yeah, I think that's great, Kevin. And just, again, a good way of like putting it together a little bit. When you put yourself out there, right, and you truly care about helping that person, right? I mean, it's like you're becoming part of, you know, they're part of the family, right? And you have to treat them that way. So everybody wants a guy, right? So like you're talking to your buddy, you know, and you're like, oh, your shoulder hurts? I got a guy, right? Like everybody wants a guy, right? But you're putting yourself in that position to be like, I got somebody I can refer you to because I know these guys are going to go that extra step and they're not going to be embarrassed by that recommendation, right? They're not going to say, oh, go to this PT place and then the person has a bad experience. I think they feel comfortable. They're going to have a good experience from that. So great stuff. Dave, what do you think?
Yeah, mine's pretty quick. I mean, it just came up yesterday. I was talking to Dan. Dan, just give me a thumbs up if I can blow your spot up a little bit. But like he was asking about like, what's the best like starting advice to find a place? And I think it's underappreciated, like how much you have to actually sacrifice to really make it, you know, as a good clinician, but also just someone who wants to work in cash base, like especially up front, because I had you two to help me with a schedule early on, but still like I had to live pretty tight on a budget for 3 months to make sure I could transition out of a consistent paycheck every time. And I had to put in so many hours outside of the clinic to do well, to research problems and figure stuff out and go to courses and read. And I think like that's underappreciated out of new grads, which is like in this like screen right here, we probably have 3,000 to 5,000 hours of unpaid hours this year. That's stuff that we've just done, reading research, trying to figure out, find a doctor, late night text messages, coming in early, sitting in traffic to get there because somebody needs a time that you only have. And I think that that's just like undervalued as a new grad is like you have to really be willing to kind of, you know, eat dirt a little bit in a positive way, investing in yourself in the future. And I think that's what you and Lenny did early on, which was like, you know, you got to go in at 8 because somebody needs you and somebody else needs you at 1. But like you got to go back at 1 to help that one person out. And I think sometimes that mentality's got to be adopted a little bit early on as a new grad.
I like that. Right. Because we're there to serve. Right. It keeps coming back down to that. Right. Everybody always asks, like, you know, how do I need to, you know, learn something? Like, it's really hard to open up your own cash based practice by yourself if you're not good at your job. And that's just, it's almost like assumed you have to be good at your job to be able to do that. Right. But then from there, everyone's just like, you know, what do I need to do to get better? And all we do is recommend them books on customer service. Right. And like and human interactions. Right. Like, you know, how to win friends and influence people, like to sell as human. Right. Start with why. Like these are all the books we recommend people like start reading so that way they understand this process of service-based industry. I think that's you know, pretty neat. Dwesh, Jonah, anything from the gym side, right? I mean, I think it's very similar where you guys want to be almost like the training concierge to some of these people. And you know, so, you know, I'm sure they're texting you late at night about how do I add 10 pounds, right? Like there's probably something going on. Anything you guys think is part of the key to your success as champion in the gym?
Yeah, I think pretty similar to what you guys have already said in terms of making sure that you're really building the relationships with people, being available at all times of day and stuff like that. I think on the other end, I think you mentioned it just now, but being good at what you do does go a long way, right? Like if you're not getting results for people in the gym, if you're not keeping them injury free and, you know, getting them stronger, faster, bigger, more powerful, like if you're not helping them with their goals, then they're probably not going to keep coming back. But if you can keep providing them value as far as making a goal specific to them and helping them reach their newer heights, then you're probably going to have people that are going to like you for a long time and respect you for a long time and recommend you to other people for a long time. So that's really what I would say.
Yeah, that's a good one too. And I think in the PT world, we're guilty of that. I mean, I guess in the training world too, we're guilty of that sometimes. Is you try to, you're working on your goals for the person, not their goals for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. Like you have your own plan in your head. It's not about you, it's about them. But what do you think, John? Anything else to add?
I think just in general, like being a place that other places aren't. So like going back to the original question of the cash-based PT, set yourself apart by, I think what you guys do is having a massive gym there where you can go in and people are doing sled pushes or doing legitimate workouts as part of their PT. And I think from the gym side, us having you guys right next door is a massive piece of it where somebody rolls an ankle or something happens and we can just get one of you to check it out real quick. And I think that provides a ton of value. So having that back and forth to create an environment that we wouldn't get in just a typical gym or in just a insurance-based PT, I think, is something right. That's been useful and awesome aspect of working at Champion.
Yeah. And not just having it, but having the right staff that, you know, is ego free and collaborates. Right. I think that's a key part of it too. So, all right. Great stuff, Corey. Great question. Hopefully that was helpful. I think that was pretty good. You know, I think there's a market need. We've been talking about this. Dan Pope really wants me to talk about this more, but we got to do some mentorships where we're helping people with some of these things. Cause I think there's, you know, there's some shortcuts that we can help you guys with. So I don't know. We'll say maybe that's an Easter egg, Dan, for anybody that made it to the 18th minute of this podcast episode. But hopefully it's coming, when we put our heads together and can start helping. But if you have questions like that, head to microonline.com, click on that podcast link and ask away, and be sure to head to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and give us a rating and a review. Subscribe. We really appreciate it. We'll see you on the next episode. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, head to microonline.com/podcast. And fill out the form to submit your question. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And please share this with your friends to help spread the word. It would really mean so much to us. Please check out all my online courses, articles, newsletter, and more at mikereno.com. There's always a ton of great perks for my newsletter subscribers. And be sure to check for my other podcast, the Sports Physical Therapy Podcast, where I go deep into topics and interview leaders within our field. See you on the next episode.